Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have a Jehovah and our Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriya mutia, murinyera mukamba of Jesus Christ.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Oburam buri butia.
And how is your life?
Nenda kusaba mbodize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you, you greet of your brethren.
Mwagadize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eriyo yomuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
Which come from the Almighty God.
Atalemererwa.
Who never fails.
Nabo atugamba wali mu Yeremia 32.
As it tells us Jeremiah 32.
Orunye rabiru mu mukaga paka abiri.
Verse 26-27. And he says, "Is the Lord God, and nothing is impossible with him." That we believe it.
Until
he was able to create heaven and earth and their fullness, and he put in all things we can be in need of. Even when we had not yet realized how we can be in need of them. As he speaks, Ephesians 2:10 saying that we are God's workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus unto good works. Those God ordained that we move by them before the world existed. We thank God for the good time he's added us in his presence, and we to move to glorify him. Father Almighty, and together with his word, our Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit, those who stand for us up to today, to uphold and to provide for us, even to support us reaching us to the kingdom of heaven. Glory and honor we give them to the Father, his word, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And we thank them for armies of holy angels, those they have moved to send always to serve us, unto us who inherit the kingdom of heaven. Fulfill the promise in Hebrews 1:13 unto 14, that angels are sent to serve us, not that we are greater than them, but he promised that one great among you will be serving the younger. Now we thank him, God Almighty, for the armies of holy angels, those who move on to serve us, to fight for us, to provide for us. In every goodness of God, we remain give glory and honor to God. It's all the ones in the world who try to fight get fulfilled, and all the servants. I'm by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, by the Spirit of God, empowered us up to today. Still confess the name of the Lord Jesus, our Master, and we do not retard. Even though troubles are many, we pass in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God, to move on, reach unto you the third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles since their 2020 began.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This third phase is under the heading saying,
Katonda akutte basitani,
God has caught the devils, and the wicked wives, the wicked mighty ones of the earth, in their own devices. What is next?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God Almighty that he first gave us in the summary what we find under that heading, which says God has caught the devils. The wicked wise and the wicked mighty ones of the earth in their own schemes. What is next? We finished to see in summary what we are to find in the four parts we covered. Now we want to move on to see what we shall find in the part 5. Phase 3 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since their 2020 began.
Part 5
is under the heading saying like this. In the last hours of the earth, from since the year 2020, the devils, the wicked wise, and the wicked mighty ones of the earth are caught in their schemes. Praise Jesus much. In the last hours of the earth, since their 2020 began, the devils, the wicked wise, and the wicked mighty ones of the earth, they are caught in their schemes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we note, we say like this, that from there 2020 we entered the last hours of the earth. Because from the seasons of the apostles, we have been in the last days of the earth. For since from creation, we have been calculating, coming from years, months, days, hours, minutes,
seconds,
and microseconds of the earth. Now we come shift from years,
and
we enter the month of the earth. Bible uses these terms most, that there will be this and this month, and it enters in the last days, and it enters in the last hours. After it will enter the last minutes,
it will
enter the last seconds, enter the last microseconds as the earth is being winded up. But now from when the year 2020 began, we entered in the last hours of the earth, and God embarks on catching up the devils, the wicked wise, and the wicked mighty ones of the earth in their own schemes, because he's wrapping up the earth and
time's
up, and his glory will not give it to another. Praise Jesus much. Now in part 5a, we want to first see the beginning and the end of those seasons
ascending form,
in the form of ascending, from the year,
omwezi,
the month,
enaku,
the day,
esawa,
the hours,
edachika,
minutes,
seconds,
the seconds,
ne microseconds,
and the microseconds.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want you to know what is in that word that you can understand from the beginning and the end of the times and seasons in the ascending system.
In descending system.
We are descending from up, getting down. Sure. From the year, the month, the days, the hours, the minutes,
seconds,
the seconds,
ne microseconds,
and the microseconds. And then you understand. Bible had already proclaimed concerning the last hours,
the last times.
It speaks of it
most.
It comes from the last days, or the last days.
Enter
us in the last times. According to that written in 2 Timothy chapter
3,
in the verse
1,
he speaks as he says like this.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1.
Naye tegeera kino nga mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma ebiro ebyokulaba ennaku birijja. Olunyo olwokubiri.
Naye tegeera kino.
But you know this.
Nga mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
In the last days.
Mulijjamu ebiro.
There will come times.
Mulijjamu essaawa.
There will come hours.
Nga zo zaakulaba nnaku.
And to seeing sorrow.
Mulimi oluzungu bagamba bwe bati.
English they say like this.
Nsomera akawo.
You read for me.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esula ya kusatu nnyo olusooka.
But know this.
Naye tegeera kino.
That in the last days.
Nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
Perilous times will come.
Ebiseera ebyokulaba ennaku bijja kujja.
Ebiro kugamba mu nnaku zennyini ez'oluvannyuma.
In the very last days.
Kubanga ennaku ez'oluvannyuma zaatandika okuva Mukama waffe Yesu lwe yajja ku nsi.
The last days began since the Lord Jesus came on this earth.
Era abatume batambulira mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
They moved in the last days.
Naffe tuzitambuliddemu okumala akaseera.
We too have moved in them for some time.
Okutuuka omwaka 2020 lugwatandika.
Up to when the year 2020 began.
Ne tuyingira mu ssaawa ez'oluvannyuma ez'ensi.
We entered in the last times of the earth.
Musaweze ez'oluvannyuma.
In that last time.
Kaduna naagamba kati nino kwasaba basitani nkweza abo.
God said I have to make the devils be caught by their own schemes.
Nabagezigeza abayononeka.
Even the wicked wise.
Nabamanya abayononeka.
And the wicked mighty ones.
Bagwe mu nkweza abo.
And they fall in their own schemes.
Kubanga chiwa changa sirichiwa mulala.
For my glory I will not give it to another.
Agarawo ensina nga agamba nti.
He closes up the earth saying.
Bakatonda abatatu naguna siti bali beerawo.
God who never created heaven and earth they will never live.
Alina okukibala mu biro bye ebisembayo.
Means he has to target it in his
nga abasanyawo.
As it destroys them.
Nsomera olunyiri wa mu Yeremia tulabe.
Read that verse in Jeremiah we see. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11.
Yeremia isule yekumi n'olunyiriri olwekumi n'olumu.
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11.
Bwe mutume mbamu bagamba nti bakatonda abatakola gulu n'ansi abo bali bulamu nsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Yes.
Olw'okuba atugambye.
Because he has told us. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. That in the last days. There will come perilous times. But in those perilous times.
It's
where God said the devils will be caught in their own scale. Those who decided to appear as gods. And those who have changed the men to deceive them. The wicked wise of the world. And the mighty ones of the earth. And all those who decide to depart from God. They will be caught in their own schemes. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11. He said. We tell them like this. That God who did make heavens and earth. They shall never be there. They will perish and disappear. Now in these last days, God is going to do that to them.
Start
in the last time
seeing
that time for the earth is up. Yes, God did not make heaven and earth. They are the devils. Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. Children of men who have taken honors to claim their gods. Like some of those we hear in Uganda. God Bishaka. Things like that. Those. In these last times of the earth. God is much on them. And those
are
to get them in part 5.
Phase 3.
The answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles? Ever since the 2020 began. And that the heading which has told you that. From the year 2020 when it began.
We entered
in the last times of the earth.
Katonda nakwasa basitani.
And God caught the devils.
Abarogo abagezigezi.
The wicked wise.
Nabamanya abayo noneka.
And the wicked mighty ones.
Inkwezaabwe.
In their own schemes.
Oinachotegedde.
Is something you've understood?
Kubanga atugame mtemese ekyo kubire sura yokusa runyoli soka.
Told us 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
Timunapwezo ruvanyuma.
That in the last time.
Murijja munapwezo ruvanyuma.
In the last days.
Murijja mwesawe nzibu.
They will be coming perilous times.
Ngamuli mwesawe ndalezizem.
There are other times which have come within those days.
Inakwesawe zobazili bazituse.
When those times will have come.
Ngabakoze bakoleramu ebiyechivirizimu.
And them they do most evil extreme works.
I know kubakwase nkwezaabwe.
God has to cause their skins catch them up.
Sokera dala basitani abeyita bakatunda.
First the devils who called themselves gods.
Satani nemizimu je ba malaika abagu.
Satan and his demons, the fallen angels.
Balemo kubera mu munsi kuba ino basanyawo.
That they will not be in this earth for years to destroy them.
Ngechi subize chobo chulide mu Jeremiah 10.
As you've heard this promise in Jeremiah chapter 10.
Olunyele 10 olumunga agamba anti.
Verse 11 saying
that. Boyemute mbamba gamba.
Thus say unto them like this.
Ndiba katonda batakola guna nsi.
God who have not made heavens and the earth.
Bali zikirira.
They shall perish.
Munsi erate. Tebali berawo ne muguru.
In the earth and neither shall they be in the heavens. Now before it wraps up the earth,
and
it's entered in its last times, this he has to do it the shortest time as he began. From when there 2020 began, and the earth entered in its last times. If you look to Jude,
Jude chapter 1 verse 18,
upon which you see we've entered the last times of the earth. When those who mock God, these sons of Lucifer, and they have increased in this earth, spoke as he said like this.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda esule esoka nolu nyiriri olwe 18.
Jude chapter 1 verse 18.
Bwebaba gamba nti mubirevi oluvanyuma walibawa abasekeretezi. Abatambula ngo kwegomba kwa webo wekuli okopo cha Katonda.
Yes.
Munaku musawe zoruvanyuma.
In the last times.
Jaga nosomere mu luzungu.
I want it written in English.
Jude chapter 1 verse 18.
Jude Yuda esula esokonyirwa 18.
How they told you that there would be mockers in the last times.
Ngaye baba gama nti walibera abasekeretezi musawe zoluvanyuma.
Who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts.
Abajo tambula mukwegomba kwabo kutali kwa wakatonda.
Yagama nti musawe zoluvanyuma ezensi.
In the last times of the earth.
Walibera abasekeretezi
mockers. The mockers.
And
they mock God and those who worship Him. And they move as the last things are committing every evil. Are you still wondering that these are not the last times of the earth? You wait,
there
are also the last minutes of the earth.
Even
the seconds are about to reach. You are about to experience the microseconds of the earth when it's winding up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know when we count,
they
showed we shall count descending.
We
come from up, getting downwards. According to Genesis chapter 1 from verse
14.
But when he showed us everything in creating heaven and earth, how the earth will move in ending its times. You first read for us, you see. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe ebyaka mu bbanga ery'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka.
Yes.
Njagala usome luzungu.
I want you to read in English.
Manya Oluganda teruvudde eri bweruti.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 14.
Rubereberye sura sokonyura 14.
Then God said,
Mukama na agamba,
let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens
to, wapewe byaka mu bwengula bw'eggulu.
To divide the day from the night.
Okwawula olunaku n'ekiro.
And let them be for signs.
Era leka bubere olw'obubonero.
And seasons.
N'ebiro.
For days.
N'ennaku.
And years.
N'emyaka.
Okuva ku myaka.
From the years.
Tulinawo emyezi.
We have months.
But it is a season.
It is termed as seasons here.
Netubeerawo n'ennaku.
And we have days.
Tubala tuva eri ku myaka.
We count right from years.
Omanye ensi yo bw'eba etambula tuva ku myaka.
When the world is moving, move from years, getting downwards.
Kyovula Bible yegamba. Kakati bannayi tetukyali tubadde okuva ku batume.
From the apostles.
Nga tetukyali ku myaka.
It be a no more on years.
Tubadde mu last days nga tuli mu nnaku.
Been in the last days.
Okutuuka omwaka 2020.
To the year 2020.
Twayingira essaawa ezisembayo
ezensi. We entered the last hours of the earth.
Last time zijja wakati mu last days.
The last times come in the midst of the last days.
But uziyingira.
When we enter them.
Katonda omubi abatakyamulise waggulu.
God no more leaves the evil exalted high up there.
Kubanga yategeeza.
Because he said.
Ngasinzira. Mubaro yokane soke sura ya 10 yonyele 18.
Basically in John chapter 1 John chapter 2 verse 18.
Ebaro yokane chisoka esule yokubiri. Nolunyiriri olwe 18.
1 John chapter 2 verse 18.
Abana abato chechisere chenkomerero. Era ngabwe mwawulira ngomulabe wa Kristo ajja. Nekakano waliwo abalabe ba Kristo banji. Kituba kutegeera nga chechisera echenkomerero.
Bobo yakalotegeera ebiro ebisembayo.
If you want to understand the last times.
Nga Antichrist ba Antichrist we bali banji.
And the Antichrists are there many.
Ba Antichrist bakoze.
The Antichrist have worked in the last.
Wabula waliwo major Antichrist. Yes.
Now there's a major Antichrist.
Ye wa musawe ezisembayo ezensi.
In the last time of the earth.
Zetwayingiramu kuvuma kabira biri lugwayi.
Both we entered since their 2020 began.
Kati yubi yesunge.
Now you be waiting eagerly for that.
Ugenda kubimanya.
You are going to know them.
Mu part 5A.
In part 5A.
The beginning and the end of seasons of the years.
Entandikwa nekomerero yebiro byensi.
From years.
Kuva ku myaka.
Months.
Emyezi.
Days.
Naku.
Minutes.
The sawa.
Seconds.
The dachika.
And microseconds of the years.
Busekonda obwensi.
Wavuru okuva wetwayingira esawa ezisembayo.
But from when we entered the last time of
Katonda fupa okulanga enkwezo neza basitaani azibakwasa.
God tries to see all schemes of the devil, he makes them be caught by them.
Nabagezigezi abayononeka.
Even the wicked wise.
Nabamanya abayononeka.
The wicked mighty ones.
Bagwe mu nkweza abwe.
That they fall in their own schemes.
Kubanga nechite bachi talichiwa mulala.
For even his glory will not give it to another.
Kati bino byogendo singana.
Now these are what you will find.
Mu part 5B.
In part 5B.
What are the characters of the people in the last hours of the earth?
Era eneisa y'abantu musawe z'oluvannyuma ez'ensi eziri etya.
The characters.
Eneisa yabwe.
Of the people.
E neisa yaba.
In the last hours of the years.
Ngatuli musawe ezisemba yeze.
Ogena babera nengeri jebe isa.
They have a way they carry themselves, their character. They have a way they conduct themselves.
Erabo batugamba.
And when they tell us.
Usubura okutimanya.
You can know it.
Ntuli musawe oluvannyuma ezensi.
That we are in the last times of the earth.
Tunatera okuyingira minutes.
We are about to enter minutes.
Atajukira singo bera musawa.
Remember if you in the hours.
Musawa ngeri je salamu changu nyo okuyingira minutes.
The way the hour crosses to enter minutes, it's so easy.
Umanye kizibuchali kuvanga mu mwaka.
You know the problem but to come from a year.
Ugumala ko gubala ngo ngamunene ko.
Finish calculate it to the bits big.
Nekukenda ntuyingira myezi njune jikenderera dala.
Used we entered month and
we're trying ina munako zo ruvanywa.
We entered the last days.
Umanye nakuna zo nya.
You know, days too, I had to count it. When it enters hours,
to cross
into minutes is not hard. But when it enters minutes, entering seconds.
Second in a microsecond.
The speed is so high there. You look at your watch and see.
Uh. So, aboruganda.
Now, brethren.
Mu part 5B.
In part 5B.
Tugenda kubatula ku character.
We are going to look to characters of people in the last hours of the earth. In the last minutes. In the last seconds. Of the earth. How do they appear? And you? Are you to conduct yourself to differ from them and reach in heaven? Characters of people in those hours are not easy. The evil Satan tells them, me too,
I
must work tireless to take a lot of people with myself. When they tell you in the notes, below are the dangerous characters of people in the last hours of the earth, which you must avoid. If you are to save your spirit, to enter in the everlasting life in heaven, that you not fall in hell and the lake of fire after judgment. I'm going to give them to you in the brief, most you'll get them in the details. First, he said
He speaks in 2 Timothy.
Chapter 3, verse 1, saying like this. Second Timothy, chapter 3, from verse 1.
Nayetegera kino, nga munaku ezoluvanyuma, ebire byokulaba ennaku, birijja. Olunyolokubiri. Kubanga abantu bali banga beyagala bokka.
Yes.
Shoko komao.
You first post there.
Tegera kino.
You know this. That the last day, every last time shall come. But in those times, men shall appear like this. Now the first point I want you to know. Micah chapter 7, verses 1 to 3.
It
says, in those last hours, it's where this will be most be fulfilled. And the godly people cease to be on this earth. And they will perish out of the earth. You first read us that verse. Micah chapter 7 and the verse 2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi, so tewali mugolokofu mu bantu. Bonna bateega okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayiga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba.
Yes.
Kati musawo ez'oluvannyuma ezo, eno point esooka gye njagadde okugamba.
This first point is what I want to tell you.
Ndi musawo ez'oluvannyuma ezo.
In the last hours of the earth.
Abantu ingidde nnyo mu kutuukiriza Malaki sura Mika esura ey'omusanvu.
Is where people have entered mostly to fulfill Malachi chapter 7.
Is Mika.
Mostly fulfilled Micah chapter 7.
Onyulisoka pakuru
omusanvu. Verses 1 to 7.
Abegendereza.
And the godly men.
Nga babula mu nsi bagwawo.
And they perish out of the earth. They cease to be. People are
not
more godly concerning the word of God. And the upright among them. And the one they claim that this is the one seeming righteous.
It's
very hard now, the others I don't know. You first read that verse. Micah chapter 7, verse 4.
Oyo kwabo asingo bulungi afanana ngo mwera manyo.
Yes.
Kwaba asingo bulungi.
The best among them.
Abera ngo mwera manyo.
It's like a briar.
Mwera manyo gumanyo.
You know that briar?
Guno muti omusongola nkuyege.
It's a tree. It has sharp.
Enkuyege ziba kuliyako.
The ants, when they have eaten upon it.
Ne songo kabulungi nyonge fumu.
Get pointed like a spear.
Nga oyo
in that one
yalingo muwerezo wa Katonda munsi
is the one who seemeth like a servant of God in the world.
Nga simu wangu
is not easy.
Nga somo we mulane katuti.
It can speak vulgar on the pulpits.
Ngo mwe yagamba banne mu service
like one who told the congregation in the service
baline mviri mbitundu
yechamba. Check your neighbor, see whether you have pubic hairs with yourselves.
Oyo no yabamu nga omwege
That one is the one who seemeth the best among them. You read that verse. Micah 7:4.
He,
These are last hours. Godliness is not there, it's the last hours. Godliness is over there. But among them, the one they say this is the best among them. Must be, in that time, he seems to be like a servant of God. And he seems the best. It's like a briar. It's like a pointed stick which snatches out the ants. He's like a spear. He has words sharp the pierce. As you are in the service, you're
sitting
with the children in the service. Tells you, check your neighbors, see whether they have pubic hairs with their private parts. And they are profane. They have a type of clothing they clothe. And they are the ones who seem godly. The pastor's wife cuts with the long sleeves. The pastor's clothes tight panties and trousers. And those ones. Those are the last hours. They tell you how people will appear. If you
haven't
seen them, you agile against it. And the upright, how does he appear among them? These last hours of the earth. Micah chapter 7, verse 4.
Oyo kwaba singo bulungi afanana ngo mwera manyo. Omugoro kufukwabo asinga obubyo lukomero olwamagwa.
Omugoro kufumu.
The one seeming upright. They can
say. The most right reverend.
The most right reverend.
Ngabo mbaulira.
As you hear them.
Ngalinganga kamiu. Echige chiriko kamiu.
It's like a hedge with this grass which itches.
He,
yes.
It's
not easy. He's bitter in his words. He speaks.
You
still hold the faith of God.
You
still love righteousness. He speaks and you all get sad. Those are the ones
in
these last hours of the
earth.
The sons of Lucifer, Satan.
They
do all possible corrupt everyone in the last hours. God to say, let me make their scheme catch them up. Let me expose them. In the last hours, very last times will appear. Out there cometh very last times.
If
people have the way they conduct themselves.
In
those last hours,
is
where they will mostly fulfill Micah chapter 7 from verse 1 to 7. When you look at the verse 3, and the godly has perished out of the earth, and they do things as they want, and they ashamed God. Have you seen the problem? And it tells you, the one who seemeth right upright, when they would have said that's the servant of God, it's like a blyer. And the one who seemeth the most right, it's like this grass which itches. When he speaks, you wonder, what is that? If you look at them, and the way they ashamed God with their actions, they also ashamed the Holy Spirit who is gentle, and they do acts which are very shameful. I would have spoken many things
on
the characters of people in the last hours. Mostly those which cause destruction. Those you have to avoid if you be saved. They have told you.
2
Timothy chapter 3. The verse 2. That these are some of what they will be doing. Let me move on, list them for you. This is the second point.
Timoseo chokubiri esule yokusatu.
2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 2.
Kubanga abantu bali banga beyagala bokka.
Yes.
Abantu beyagala bokka.
Men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Omanyebya echanu kwa chibabera bamenyao.
Know the scripture they break there?
Bafilipi 2.
Philippians 2.
Onyoro kuna lugamba
lutya. The verse 4, what does it say?
Aba Filipi esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Philippians chapter 2 and the verse 4.
Temutu nuliranga buli muntu ebibye yekka. Era na ye buli muntu n'ebyabalala.
Kakati,
now
point ya kubiri.
Our second point.
Ku characters za abantu.
On the characters of people.
Musawe zoluvanyuma
ezi. In the last hours of the earth.
Edunyonyola verse 2.
It explains us verse 2.
Ya temisa ekisooka satu.
Of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse
2.
That in the last times, people will be lovers of themselves. And they don't care who is who. Everyone minds their business. And they break a scripture like Philippians 2 and the verse 4, where they told them, do not think of your own things alone.
But
even of the others, how do they live and survive? Look to nations.
Leaders,
minds of their own stomachs.
Look,
you out where you are in your villages. You mind that your neighbor you created with them in the image of God. You try to see that. It's you who are eye up there, others are all down there. Look in the church. Look at them. You mind your own business. Are you not in the last hours of the earth? Even heading on to destruction?
For
they pray a prayer. Father in heaven. That they all have their one Father in heaven. But they mind their own business, each one of them. But these people. These are in the last hours of the earth. They are about to enter the last minutes.
In
the last seconds,
in
the last microseconds of the earth. And they will sweep them all off into hell. What else will they do there?
Timoseo chokubiri esule yokusatu.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
Kubanga abantu bali banga beyagala bokka abagala sente.
They will be covetous.
Okwegomba buli kintu.
Coveting over everything.
Wano bakwisizo okwegomba nga kwabasukirira
coveting, coveting extremely.
Chokanga Bible yegamba.
Yet Bible says.
Wo yingira mukwegomba okunjo okwenseno manyoba chobokola.
If you enter the much lusts of the world, you know what you do?
Oboli waneno mu
you are right in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. You read as we hear.
1
John chapter 2 from verse 15.
Temwagalanga nsi ne wankubadde ebiri mu nsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagala ensi, okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye.
Yes.
Scriptures
catch them badly. Love not the world.
Neither
the things within it.
Those
are the last things of the world.
In
the verse 16 he says.
1
John chapter 2 verse 16.
Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi okwegomba kwa mubiri n'okwegomba kwa maso. No kwegulumiza kw'obulamu obutaliimu. Tebiva eri kitaffe naye biva eri ensi.
You hear?
kwegomba kwa maso matu,
the lusting of the eyes, the ears,
mitima,
the hearts,
tebiveri chitafe,
they do not come from the Father,
muno,
but right from this world.
Kaduliriza.
Now listen.
Abantu begomba nenjiri basalo bajichuse munsi yonna.
People lust, they even decided to change the gospel in the whole world.
Basobro kwebulira bibegomba.
They can preach to themselves what they lust.
Kubanga bali musawe ezoru vanyumezesi. Batere bazikirire mangu.
Hours of the earth that they get destroyed early. Verse 17, see their end.
1 John 2:17.
Yes. The world pass away and its last. But the one who does the will of God abides forever.
We see
that last of the world and things in it. If in a situation like that, you are one of the other people spoken of the last hours, how they will conduct themselves headed to destruction, and Satan corrupted them. But we move in the 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, that the holy power of God gives us to use in his life, in serving God, and move it to understand him. Not last things which make us his enemies. If you find even in church,
you are
lusting over whatever you meet on the road, every house you claim it to yourself, that I take it,
car
I came it, look yourself.
You
know, in James 4 verse 4 he says, when
you
enter in yourself things like that, you appear an enemy of God. You join to the antichrists who fight God. James chapter 4 in the verse 4,
temumanyi ngo mukwano gwensi bwe bulabe bwa Katonda. Kale omuntu yenna bw'ayagala okubeera mukwano gw'ensi yeefuula mulabe wa Katonda.
Olabye.
You are sin.
Bwegomba ensi eno n'ebigirimu n'owulira ng'onnyikiddeyo omutwe.
This world with things that you feel you sunk your head into them.
So si mukufuna bintu ebyokozesa mulamu ne mukuweereza Katonda.
Not together with things used in this life and in serving God.
Mukwongera okutegeera oyo yakuyita.
Moving to call him who called you.
Munnange ofuuse omulabe wa Katonda weegasse ku ba Antichrist.
Friend, you become an enemy of God, you've joined on the Antichrist.
Abaalabika okuva ennaku ezisembayo ez'ensi.
Those who appeared from the last days of the earth.
Era Mukama waabwe agenda kubikulwa mu nnaku zino ezisembayo.
Their master will be revealed,
musawe ezisembayo ez'ensi.
In these last hours of the earth.
Kakati mpointi.
Now in the point. In part 5C, you're going to see of the Antichrist in these last hours. The Antichrist, they have been working from the last days. This heading is like this, that the Antichrist, they have been working in the last hours.
Okay.
It is like this.
The coming of the major Antichrist in the last hours of the years.
After
the many Antichrists in the last days,
the Antichrists, they have been working in the last days.
Antichrists.
The Antichrists. The many enemies of Christ. In the last hours of the earth. From when
the
2020 began.
Antichrist.
The major Antichrist is coming in.
Part 5C.
It is part 5C. In the last hours of the earth,
Antichrist,
the major Antichrist is coming in. After the many Antichrists,
how they
have been working in the last days.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible
says in the 1 John, in the chapter 2, verse 18 to 20, and it speaks like this.
n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
1 John 2:18.
Abaana abato, kye kiseera eky'enkomerero, era nga bwe mwawulira ng'omulabe wa Kristo ajja, ne kaakano waliwo abalabe ba Kristo bangi.
Yes,
abaana abato,
little children,
zisawa ez'oluvannyuma,
these are the last times.
But
you heard in the last times, the Antichrist shall come. And even now, in the times of the last hours, there were many Antichrists prevailing then. Something you've understood, in the last hours of the earth, the major Antichrist is coming. The major ambassador of Christ, Satan.
From
in the last days, from when the apostles existed, many antichrists have been there. And don't be surprised. And
it's
the one who they have announced God in the midst of this world. From
there
2020 when it began.
For
the prophecy in the Bible, it showed in the last hours, the major Antichrist shall come. But the Antichrists, they have been right from the last days when they began working. When you hear things, when you hear fame of things coming up, and they want to elect, want to be God in this world.
Not
the last hours of the earth have drawn near.
It
began since their 2020 began. Where are you, my friend? Get out of darkness. Get light of the word to lighten you as today. You first repeat that verse you hear.
First John 2:18.
Yes. Read me English.
Mm-hmm. First John 2:18. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour.
Zino the service semba yo.
And as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming,
eranga we mwauli nati omulabe wa Kristo ajja.
Even now, many antichrists have come. By which we know that is the last hour.
You don't
need to dream to get this. If you want to know the world,
no
more moving by years. By past months, no more move by months. It past days. It is in hours now of passing away. You have it the last time. The Antichrist is coming. The last days of the apostles, the Antichrists have been there.
But
when the major Antichrist shall come, you know, it's the last hours. They began right there 2020.
That's
why you see on 31st December 2019,
God
told us
there
2020
has never been under.
What was beginning the last hours of the earth? Even the
devils,
where the official launching extreme evils, the number 666, the sign of the
pyramid,
beast, the pyramid, and the name of Satan, and they pass them through their major ambassador.
You understand
we are in the last hours of the earth? Cross written minutes. It is not hard. We cross into seconds then. Told you here is where you understand. Repeat that verse. We don't need to go into a dream to realize we are in the last hours of the earth.
First John chapter 2 verse 18.
Yokane baruwe soka esura ya 2 olirwa 18.
Little children,
abana bato,
it is the last hour.
Zino the hours of time by you.
And as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come. By which we know that it is the last hour. That is the sign
we show you. It shows that the Antichrist comes in the last hours. But in the last days of the apostles, up to
their
2020,
but
Antichrists have been there many, the enemies of Christ.
But
upon which you know we
draw
to the last hours when they are launching and announcing the major Antichrist. How do you differentiate
Antichrist,
the major Antichrist, from the Antichrists who have been there? The way you differentiate
this
verse. Read verse 22, they tell you.
1
John chapter 2, verse 22.
Omulimba yani, wavulo yagana nga Yesu, siye Kristo. Oyo ye mulabe wa Kristo. Agana chitafe no mwana.
Uyo wewe agalotegera oli major kabezwa.
If you are not the major Antichrist.
Agena kuba yegulumiza nga yeita chitafe.
He exalt himself, call himself a father.
Yegulumiza kuri echitwa katonda.
Exalt himself above all that calls himself God.
Yegulumiza ku chitafe.
Exalt himself on the father. Exalts himself on his word, the son Jesus,
exalts
himself on the spirit of the Lord,
and
they launch him to be God. You repeat that verse you hear.
1
John chapter 2 verse 22.
Omulimba yani, wavulo yagana nga Yesu siye Kristo. Oyo ye mulabe wa Kristo agana chitafe no mwana.
Verse 23.
Buli muntu yenna agana omwana ne chitafe ngatali na ye ayatula omwana ne chitafe ali na ye. Olwabiri mwenya mwe mwawulira okuva ku lubereberye kiberenga mumwe. Kye mwawulira okuva ku lubereberye bwe kinaberanga mumwe namwe munaberanga mu mwana.
You see, upon which you know that the major Antichrist has come, he exalts himself above everything called God. That is God the Father, God the word we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Spirit. And he himself calls himself to be God. That's why you say, even verse which says there are three witnesses in heaven, like
1
John chapter 5, the verse 7, they have plucked them out of every Bible.
That
it does not show that God the Father is there, and the word we know as the Son is there, and the Holy Spirit.
Even
some of the faults
to
be baptized in the name of the Father, spoken in Matthew 28 verse 18, baptized in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they do not want that to even appear.
But
the Antichrist who is going to say is God is coming.
Those
verses, they pluck them out of the Bible. Even
the Baptist
began to baptize in the name of Jesus alone, that they can come the false Christs.
In 2 Thessalonians
chapter 2, he said the one
to
do that, the chief Antichrist, he cometh doing this. I have tried to hint them on you.
Abasasaronike chokubiri esule yokubiri
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 1.
Naye tubeegayirira abooluganda olw'okujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo n'olw'okukuŋŋaana kwaffe gy'ali olunyolw'okubiri obutasagaasagana mangu mu magezi gammwe.
Katubuukemu tugende ku lwokusatu.
Let's skip to verse 3 because of time.
Thessalonike ekyokubiri esula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3.
Omuntu yenna tabalimbanga mu kigambo kyonna kyonna kubanga olunaku olwo terulijja wabula ng'okwawukana kuli kumaze okubaawo era omuntu oli ow'okwonoona ng'alimala okubikkulwa omwana ow'okuzikirira olunyolw'okuna awakanya era eyeegulumiza okusinga buli kintu ekiyitibwa Katonda oba ekisinzibwa n'okutuula n'atuula mu yeekaalu ya Katonda nga yeeraga yekka nti ye Katonda.
Yes.
Oya wakanya Katonda Kitaffe.
He who contends against God the Father.
Na wakanya Katonda Kigambo Mwana.
And denies God the Son.
Utumanyinga Yesu Kristo.
Whom we know as Christ Jesus.
Na wakanya Katonda Omwoyo.
Denies God the Spirit, against God the Spirit.
Ni bakisanya one munsinga era boda ba.
Throw it in this world as you see.
Ali ukaji yegulumizi.
That he will come exalt himself.
Bamuronde.
And they elect him.
Atulenga bamulaga nti ye Katonda.
And he will sit as they show him his God.
Nayogera mnyoruddako ngagamba.
And he speaks in the next verse saying.
Abasalonike ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 5.
Temujukira nga bwe nalinga nkyali gye muli nababuulira ebyo olunyolo mukaaga era ne kaakano ekirobera mukimanyi alyoka abikkuke muntu okoze.
Si muntu okoze.
Not in his time.
Musaawa ze mu biro bye.
In his right time.
Mutaimu mubiro simunaku
not in the days
naye mutsawa
but in the time hours
ngazi neza atandikango
as this one
omwaka 2022 kuingira
which began there 2020
naye ngekuja kwoyo
but the coming of him
bosomo runyoro mwenda
when you read the verse 9
lugamba bweru
it says like this
abasalonike ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9.
Naye okujja kwoyo kuli mu kukola kwa Setaani n'amaanyi gonna n'obubonero n'ebyamagero eby'obulimba.
Yes.
Naye okujja kwoyo.
But the working of him.
Kuli mu kukola kwa Setaani.
Is in the working of the coming of him is in the working of Satan.
Ujja kumanya Setaani bwe yagalidde okutuula mu ntebe ya Katonda.
No Satan how we love from all to sit on the throne of God.
Era nga alina gwe balonda mu baana b'abantu musaba zino ezisemba.
Have one day electing the children of men in these last hours.
Atuulewo nga Katonda.
To sit there as God.
Akulira bannabbi b'obulimba.
Who is the one leading the false prophets.
Kubanga enteeka za Setaani ez'okutondawo obusatu bwe.
For preparations of the devils to create Trinity.
Zirimu ye nga Setaani.
In heat him as Satan.
Zirimu malaika yasoko kugwa manyidwa nga Jezebel.
There is the first fallen angel to fall known as Jezebel.
No yalonde wa mbana baba.
The one chosen in the children of men.
Antichrist omukuru.
The chief antichrist.
Uyaja era atekebwa ko musawa zino ezisemba.
Who cometh and is elected in these last hours.
Kakati ba antichrist bo.
The antichrist.
Baba donga bakola nga bali mu omoyo gwoyo antichrist nga bamutegekera.
Have been there working and having the spirit of the antichrist as they prepared for him.
Otegero ti anti ba antichrist baba dewe banga lili.
How do you understand? Antichrist
appears
in the last days of the earth.
Baba denga mu omoyo gwa antichrist.
In them there have been a spirit of the antichrist.
Uguwa kanyachita fu mugu.
Contends against the father in heaven.
Uguwa kanyachi gambo cha mukama wa Yesu.
Contends against his word the Lord Jesus.
Iruguwa kanya omoyo mutukufu.
Which contends against the Holy Spirit.
Nibatu kana okumuita omuzimu
mutukufu. And reach to call him the Holy Ghost.
Basoro muvuma.
That they can abuse him.
Eja kitugamba lokane soke sura ya kuna.
And he tells us in the first John chapter 4.
Nyo lisoka nga agamba bwa.
The first one telling saying like this.
Ibrayo kane kisoka esule yokuna no lunyirili olisoka.
First John chapter 4 and the verse 1.
Abagalwa temukiriza ngabuli moyo. Naye mukemenge emyoyo obanga javeri Katonda. Kubanga banabbi abo bulimba banji abafuluma munsi. Olinyolo kubiri. Mutegererenga kuchino omoyo. Omoyo gwa Katonda buli moyo gwa tulanga Yesu Kristo yajja mubiri nga guvudde eri Katonda olunyolo kusatu na buli moyo gutayatula Yesu nga teguvudde eri Katonda era ogwo gwe moyo gw'omulabe wa Kristo gwe mwawulira nga gujja era kakano gumaze okuba mu nsi.
Yes.
Babera mu moyo wa Antichrist.
In them is the spirit of the Antichrist.
As
they fight God the Father
and
his word the Lord Jesus,
who came in
the scroll of the book Bible first,
and
thereafter he appeared in the flesh.
In
them has been a spirit fighting the word of God. Right from religions, different beliefs, twisting the word of God, shifting it from its meaning, subtracting and adding in it, in the false salvation. And that is the work.
It's
upon which we will know.
Boba Antichrist.
Them, the Antichrist,
who
are led by the false prophets. How do they appear? In them is the spirit of the Antichrist,
Satan,
the spirit of enmity. Those you'll find them there. In part 5C. The coming of the major Antichrist in the last hours of the earth, after the many Antichrists in the last days of this earth, they have been there preparing for the major enemy Antichrist,
and
they filled in the world religions which deceive, beliefs which left the light of the word of God filled very well,
in
the false salvation, and in there are the false apostles, the false prophets, false evangelists, false pastors, false teachers,
and
they claim to teach the word of God, false workers of miracles of the devils. For their coming,
it's
in the working of Satan, in the false miracles, in all form of perversions. You will find them in there. Is it not that? Now these are what you will find in the part 6.
Phase 3.
In the phase 3.
From
the answering of God to the world. Why is there a many troubles? Ever since the 2020 began. Under the heading saying. That in the last hours of the earth, Satan has deceived many, and he has made them make covenant with him. He has deceived many, that they have made a covenant with death and hell, and that there is no death, there is no hell, and there is no heaven, but there is a universe. And Satan.
And in the sky, sky.
There is a universe and the sky. Now let them be caught in their own schemes.
So,
and I've told you like this.
Part 6.
That in part 6.
Phase 3.
In phase 3.
Of
the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles.
Since
the 2020 began. Under the heading saying, in the last hours of the earth, Satan has deceived many, that they have made a covenant with death and hell, and that there is no death, there is no hell, and there is no heaven,
but
there is a universe and the sky. Did you know that it is like that? Even most Bibles, they have removed the word heaven.
Sky universe.
They have replaced it with sky and universe. Where there is hell,
but I do as many heads.
They have put the word heads.
As many ambis, as many ambis.
And abyss.
Abyss, yes, abyss.
Confusing things to confuse the world. Let God make their schemes catch them up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What you have to know,
budget with a note.
Oh, the note. In the last hours of the earth, Satan. Satan the devil, through his demons, the fallen angels, known as the aliens, who are under Jezebel, they have deceived many, that they have made a covenant with death and hell. And that there is no death, there is no hell, there is no heaven, but the universe and the sky.
Even
some Bibles, they have changed, removed those terms from there. And they removed the word hell, they replaced it with heads. And abyss. Other words which are not right. In the gate where there is to be heaven, they put sky. And elsewhere they put universe.
You have not
understood well what's moving on. Now God in catching the devils. And the wicked wise. The wicked mighty ones of the earth. To make their schemes catch them up. It's to bring this revelation.
Amen.
Wow. You know in Isaiah, as we introduced for you, in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 14 to 15, these words are spoken. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 14.
Muulire ekigambo kya Mukama mu abanyooma abafuga abantu bano abali mu Yerusaalemi. Olunya olw'15 nti kubanga mwogedde ntulaganye endagaano n'okufa era tutabaganye n'amagombe ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala bwe kiriyitamu tekitutuukako kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe era twekwese wansi w'obukuusa.
You
know that many go under the ocean where we showed you at the base of the devils
underground bankers,
and in the underground bankers and that they make a covenant with death and hell.
Satan deceives
them that is the one in charge of death, and he makes a covenant with him. You will not die.
He
makes a covenant with him.
He's
the one in charge of hell. You will not go there. The sons of the Satan in the world, they have banners which say,
hell is Fabrius.
Nti hell ya egeyena ya kabi.
Musumba.
It's amazing. Satan deceived all nations, is in charge of hell. The other is a prison of God. He cannot get and put him to be in charge of it. The one who is a leader of the thieves.
Lord,
they have spoken words, they have made a covenant with death and hell.
They
have made a covenant with death, yet Satan is deceiving them. Under the ocean where they go,
underground bankers,
and the underground bankers, and in the principalities in the sky,
is
where they mostly make those covenants. And they exchange them for their souls and spirits.
The
others come out, they say,
I sold my soul to the devil.
Tunde meme yangeri sitani. Joking with what is moving on.
In
these last hours of the earth. From the year 2020. Satan. Deceived men, they have made a covenant with death and hell.
In
that there is no day. There is no hell. There is no heaven. There is a sky and the universe. And you have heard them. Let the reader repeat for us. Read the verse 15.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verse 15.
Magombe. Ekibonyobonyo ekyanjaala bwe kiriyitamu tekirituukako kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe era twekwese wansi w'obukuusa.
Kitani yabalima mbakoze endagaano n'okufa n'amagombe mukubanga yambu yabikulira
akulimbi
n'abaga mmanyi naye nsuubirayo ekyanjaala.
What you have to put many lies in the world. You hide in them. And do a lot of hypocrisy. Deceive the world. Satan is the one in charge of death and hell. If you connive with him in the covenant, you will not fall there.
That
they deceive you, there is no death, no hell.
Even
heaven is not there.
It's just
sky and the universe you see out there. That's why there are teachers who teach. And when you lift your leg like this, you are in the first heaven.
When you
go where the clouds are, that is the second heaven. When you reach up in the universe, then you're in the third heaven. All those are one hidden under the lies. In the verse 17, until 20, he spoke this on that issue.
Isaiah chapter
28, verse
17. Neendagano gye mwalagana n'okufa erijjulukuka so n'okutabagana kwammwe kwe mwatabagana n'amagombe tekulinywera ekibonoobona ekyanjaala bwe kiriyitamu ne kiryoka kibalinnyiririra wansi.
You have heard well.
Ekibonyoobonya ekyanjaala okwanika
overwhelming scourge in exposing them. As in this third phase,
Katonda ng'akwasizza basitaani,
and God scourged the devils. The wicked wise and the wicked mighty ones of the earth, their own schemes. This overwhelming scourge, when it passes through,
as
it's passing through now. Because judgment makes the measuring line. And who is the righteous and who is not right? The lies and truth, what is that? And righteousness
comes
blind, showing who is right and who is not right. Righteousness coming from believing. Faith coming from hearing the word of God.
And
acts of righteousness to be measured.
Now,
the refugee of lies where they deceive the world, it will be swept away.
You
know what follows when they have swept it away? Now people will come to realize we did not make a covenant with Nathaniel, for they will see death by themselves, even hell them himself. You think people commit evils, what is trying to those leading into homosexuality and
others.
When they reach in the ocean, they deceive them.
And
the underground bankers, even the principalities in the sky,
you
made a covenant with death and hell. You will not experience those.
These
aliens, the fallen angels who come on this world,
when you
ask them of life, they say
that so-called life. When you speak of death,
they say that's
in your mind. There
is
no death.
When you ask them heaven, they say
heaven.
Guru,
I don't think so.
The spirit was each.
Where do you come from?
Okfawa.
In the future.
Nze vamo future.
Kaya muda kugandi ya vudem future.
The pastor tells me came from the future. Now they're going to understand these things today. They have never made a covenant with death and hell. We are going to send him you and you will see him by yourselves. You who said you made a covenant with him. Fallen and experienced it in the last days of unclothing the body. You die, you unclothe the body, and you see death and hell, they have come for you. You know, this time this overwhelming scourge, it's passing through. Read the next verse. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 19.
Kubanga buli rucha kina itangamu emisana nechiro era okutegeera ebibuulirwa kuli bantu nsansa olunyola 20 kubanga kitanda kimpi omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kukyegololerako n'ekyokwebikkako kyako kifunda n'okuyinza nekitayinza kukyebikka
ate obulima nga bweruliddwa nakuteekebwa wali.
When lies that have been exposed,
abantu batugedde ebibuulirwa.
People have understood what is preached.
Ne bali batulimba ate kufasima Satan
yakulira. They had deceived that Satan is in charge of death.
Ati simanyi magombe yagakulira.
That is the one in charge of hell.
Tugenda okulaaliyo malaika w'okufa
n'amagombe. We go to see there is an angel of death and hell.
Ne Katonda nga yabawoobwe.
And God is the one giving them that authority.
Kodonga bakyekwese kweri.
Will they hide anymore? The lies that covered themselves hidden.
Their
hiding place is narrowed. They have nowhere to hide.
Expose
them in the ocean under where they sit there.
Now
he has brought his word like this. According to the verse 13.
Isaiah 28.
Isaiah chapter 28 and verse
13. Bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe.
Yes. They will be captured in their own schemes.
Now,
when their 2020 began, we entered the last hours of the earth.
We
began to catch them
in their own schemes.
When the word comes out, catch them up. Command by command. 2 to 4 commands. And above. All issues which are proclaimed by God. It's a command to be called.
I
have to look for it in the Bible. 4 times. In the Old and New Testaments.
Buli songa esomesebwako.
3 issues taught about. 2 to 4 and above scriptures and 2 to 4 and above scriptures. They will be caught very well. Here, little, there, little. The old new covenants. They will do what? Isaiah chapter 28, verse 13.
Yes. They will
be
captured
in their own schemes. That is what is moving on. Those will move and get them. In the introduction of part 6. Phase 3. The answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles?
Since
the year 2020 began. In the heading
saying
that in these last hours of the earth, Satan has deceived many, that they have made a covenant with death and hell, and there is no death, there is no hell, there is no heaven,
but
the universe and the sky. And
that
they have made a covenant with
him,
they are going to be living in the sky or universe. Now they are getting corrupted, building structures up in the sky. I will tell you what will beat them from up there as we study the details. Now in part 6a, we shall see who is in the charge of the spiritual and the physical death, God or Satan. Now the competition has begun. The others were deceived.
But
the light of the word says, who is in the charge of this? When they were going to covenant with Satan,
who is Ambassador
Jezebel under the ocean, and the underground bankers, the principalities in the sky, they were deceived, they made the covenant with death and hell, and that Satan is in charge of them. But the question is here, find in part 6a, who is in charge of both the spiritual and the physical death?
Katonda,
God
or Satan?
Or Satan. In Matthew 10, verse 28, it says like this on those issues. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
Sote mubatianga abate omubiri, nayenga tebayinza kutta bulamu. Naye mumutienga ayinza okuzikiriza obulamu, n'omubiri mugeyena.
Yes. You heard. Fear not those who kill the body. You know the devils. If you decide to worship the devils, they have a right on your body to take you out of it.
But
they cannot kill your spirit. God has the right to kill that body. And still,
yet
the spirit takes it in hell to torment it there.
Now,
think Satan is the one in charge of hell, for it's the question to follow them. We still speak of death. Who is in charge of it? You know, there are people who say, but indeed, apostle, we've heard Matthew 10, verse 28, we fear not those who kill the body, but they cannot kill the spirit. But you need to fear God, who can kill the body and the spirit in hell. We've heard it.
Yet
on verse 10 says, let's read you here. John chapter 10, verse 10.
Omubi tajja wabulo kubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza. Zenaje zibe n'obulamu era obulamu obungi.
Yes. But they have said,
omubi tajja,
the thief does not come
wabulo kutta,
but to to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Yet in John chapter 8, 44, Satan is the murderer from the beginning. Apostle, what do you speak of that? Is he not the one who kills in this death?
Yeah.
That's no. But That's what Romans 6:23 says. The wage of sin is death. That Satan makes you commit sin. The one
who
promised that when you do it, you will die, he is the one who comes to kill you for doing it. For he promised, he said, Genesis chapter 2, 15 and 16, if you touch the tree, refuse you. You will surely die.
Satan
came, deceived you to commit sin.
He, God,
has authority to touching death.
He
takes you in that. I want to give you proof.
But
I give you detail. I'm trying to bring a brief of it. In Job chapter 2, verses 4 to 7, Satan showed that all along he had no right of killing. Yet he has been making people commit sin till God unclothed them of these bodies. And if you give yourself to deny God, Satan can do all he bewitched that body till you check out of it. But if God said no, Satan can never say, yes, you check out of the body to die. No. You read, you hear. Job chapter 2 from verse 4.
Satan naddamu mukama na yugira anti, ediba ule diba, we wow, biyono mtu biyalina alibiwa yoru obula mwwe. Olinyolo kutano, na yika akano, gololo mkono go, okumeku magumba ge, nekumubiri gwe. Era alikweganira mu maaso go. Olinyolo mukaga, mukama nagamba Satani nti laba, ali mukono go, kyokka mulekere obulamu bwe.
Yes.
Ali mukono gwe tosobola kwata ku bulamu bwe.
In your hands, but you can't touch his life.
Kati Satani jasobola kwata ku mubiri.
Satan all along he can touch your body. And torment it.
God
say you will not check out of that body. What you call death, it's impossible. Most of those
you
will understand them in detail. There is even a spiritual death where we are removed from the body of heaven. We
are
given this body of death. Even the spiritual death, the second death, the lake of fire.
But
Satan is not the one in charge of them. Their schemes have moved to fall in them with the lies. When they
deceive
people, they have made a covenant with death and hell. Light has come much of the word.
Shine
the darkness of the lies. Is there anything which was covered not to be revealed? In part 6b, we shall know this.
Who
is in charge of hell? Who is in charge of hell? Known as the prison of God
and
the bottomless pit. Is it Satan or God? Who is in charge of it? Because we had met others make a covenant with death and hell. Let's give you in the summary. And you see who is in the charge of that. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, the first answer which answers is say like this.
Matthew 25 verse 41.
Who prepared that fire of hell, even the lake of fire?
Satan
who prepared a fire for himself? Is that possible?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Expect you prepared that fire.
For
when Bible spoke with us,
in Matthew
25, 41, it says all the rebellious those on the left hand, those are the goats. Do what God wants. He cast them in the everlasting fire. It was prepared for Satan and his fallen angels. Is it Satan who prepared it for himself? Who is in charge of hell now? Though I've don't speak much. He prepared it for himself to fall in it. Impossible.
Most
will know in the detail. I don't need to speak beyond that. Something coming once and it's enough to give you the entire mindset. In part 6b, who is in charge of hell? Known as the prison of God and the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we've been explained well. Matthew 25, verse 41. These who had been separated, the God
who
did do what God wants, who are on the left hand, they will be cast in the everlasting fire, prepared for Satan and his fallen angels.
Now,
did Satan prepare fire for himself?
For
the one who was cast in hell. In Luke chapter 16, verse 15 downwards, the rich man was saying, I'm in torments within hell and fire. We are to know much.
Satan,
as he deceives people in the last hours of the earth, that's the one in charge of hell and death. Things have come different. In part 6c, do not be deceived. God created heaven, not one heaven,
universe,
and not only the universe,
sky,
and not the sky, as they say. Do not be deceived. God created heavens. Not one heaven,
universe,
not universe,
sky,
not the sky, as they say. You know when you read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 3,
then
he went to the third heaven. I don't know whether there is a third universe in the third sky. Read for me that verse as we see.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule ye 12
2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1.
Chingwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana. Naye ka ngende mukolesebwa n'okubikulirwa kwa Mukama waffe. Olunya olw'okubiri, manya omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi, oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi. Okutwalibwa omuntu ali bw'atyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Yes. Apostles like Apostle Paul went to the vision of the Lord Jesus, was taken to the third heaven. Means God didn't create one heaven.
He
created heavens. We've had even the third heaven. Now, is there what we term as skies? More than one sky?
Skies. And God created the sky.
But those who write say Mukama natonda sky. Obwengula.
And God created the universe.
And God created the universe. Is there universes? Plural of it? Even in some Bibles, and they removed the word heavens. At least one heaven. And they feel peace. It's one heaven. They live one heaven. Big many heavens, people may begin to desire to
go
there. But even heaven, it remains paining them for it to be there. And they removed it. Let's replace it with sky. Elsewhere they remove, put universe. That is what I see in Revelation. In Revelations 4, verses 1 and 2. And
he
based on this earth, they see heaven's doors open. Revelations chapter 4, from verse 1.
Olujjo oluguddwawo mu ggulu, n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'eri akagombe nga lyogera nange, ng'ayogera nti, linnya okutuuka wano, nange nnaakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo. Olunya olw'okubiri, amangu ago nnali mu mwoyo, era laba, entebe ey'obwakabaka yali ng'eteekeddwawo mu ggulu. Eranga waliwo yali atudde ku ntebe.
Yes.
Yali ali ku nseeno.
He was in this world.
N'alengera eri omulyango gw'eggulu.
He saw up the door of heaven.
Mpozi waliwo omulyango gwa sky.
Is there a door of a sky?
Nti nobere n'olengera omulyango gwa sky.
That here you see a door of the sky.
Oba n'olengera omulyango gwa universe.
Or you see a door of a universe. And it opens, you enter where then? Even the
throne
is within the universe, show it to us. The throne of God is right in the universe. You show it to us.
Then
we show you where it is in the third heaven.
And we
take you above the heavens, you'll be surprised.
It
make you find new heavens and a new earth. You stop lying, those are hypocrisy. You are caught in your own skins, even in those lies. Man Ezekiel, when he sees, he says,
the heavens were opened.
Not one.
He saw the first
and the other and the other. Ezekiel chapter 1 and the verse 1.
Ezekiel esule soka n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Ezekiel chapter 1 from verse 1.
Awolwatuuka mu mwaka ogwa 13 mu mwezi ogwokuna ku lunaku olw'omwezi olw'okutaano, bwe nnali ndi mbasibe ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali, eguru nelibikulibwa.
Read me English.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verses 1.
Ezekiel yesule soko nyolisoka.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1.
Ezekiel yesure soko nyo lusoka.
Now it came to pass in the 13th year.
Erobo lwatu kamwa 13.
In the first month,
Mu mwezi gwokuna.
On the 5th day of the month.
Kulunako lwoku 5 lwo mwezi.
As I was among the captives of the river Cheba.
Wenali nabawambe kumuga Kebali.
The heavens were open.
Amaguru nege gula.
And I saw visions of God.
Nenda ba okole sewa kwa mukama.
The heavens were open.
Amaguru ge gula. Not one. Sirimu.
Nara bukuri sibo kwa katuna.
You saw the visions of God.
Sibo katuna tona ma heavens maguru.
Now God created heavens.
Omanyika ali ameka.
You know how many they are.
Singa oja bimanya mu detail.
More of that you know than
the details.
These which are there today, they are four heavens. That's why it tells in Deuteronomy. Chapter 10 verse 14. And he says like this. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14.
Lava. Mukama Katonda wo yenanyine gulu ne gulu eliya wagulu ensi era nebigirimu byonna.
Yes,
laba Mukama Katonda wo,
behold the Lord
yenanyine gulu
is the Lord of heaven
ne gulu eliya wagulu
and the heavens above.
Shiri no lyukali yolengera waliwe daleri gadakeri.
There are others up there.
Nsomeno ruzuru baga kunyonyo gali ameka.
They explain how many there are these heavens.
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14.
Ekyamateeka ky'okubiri esura ya 10 nyuru ya 14.
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14.
Ekyamateeka ky'okubiri esura ya 10 nyuru ya 14.
Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God. Also the earth with all it is in it. With all that is in.
Era laba egulu ne gulu Iria maguru bya mukama nensi nebyo byonna ebirimu
eguru
egulu
lyeguru
lyeguru
neguru
namaguru neguru neguru tutu
aha so bagamba eguru lyeguru
eguru
limu
one heaven
neguru edala
and another heaven
namaguru amala heavens
upper heavens
erisoka limu
neridako nabiri and the two totaling four. You will know more of that. And then you understand. God did not create one heaven. He didn't create a sky, neither a universe. But he created heavens. All those.
Part 6.
Find them in the part 6.
Phase 3.
Phase 3. The answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles? Since the year 2020 began, under the heading which told you, that in these last hours of the earth, Satan has deceived many, that they made the covenant with death and hell, and that there is no death, there is no hell, that there is no hell, and that there is no heaven. But the universe and the sky
those
at the other lies which have been revealed. Now we shall come back giving the summary in the part 7 phase 3 of the answering of God to the world. It's the last part in the phase 3 under the heading saying the full light of the word of God concerning the microchip, the number 666, the fourth beast of the kingdom of Satan, and the last beast two horns like of the Lamb of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.